ಪ್ರಾಣಂ ಪಾವನೆಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಪತನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರಕ್ಷೇ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರಭ್ರಜಂತಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರಯಾಜುಹಾಮ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ಸರ್ವೋಭಿಃ ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಸನಾತನ್ ಪ್ರಭು ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೊಹಾನ್ ಕನ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಕುಶನ್ ಬಾದಶಾ. ಮಧ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ 22 ಪರಿಚ್ಛೇದ ಅಂಡ್ 43 ಪಯಾ. You know that Sanatana Goswami was Prime Minister of Mohan then King Bhushan Shah Vasa. And also Private Secretary was Rupa Goswami. Mohan then King kept their name, Muslim names. And there were like outwardly they became like Mohammedans, but not Mohammedan. They used to associate. I'm happy that you have come. I was very worried for you, so much worried.
Dr. Sastri, he has invited you last year and the year before to come to his house. And Shamarani is very well known.
Also, I got so much worried for you. You brought me here and
he disappeared.
I was so much worried and always remembering.
Airlines problem. Broke. The plane broke.
2 years ago when you were in Jairam's house.
Yes.
First of all, when you stayed in his house.
Oh.
You remember?
Yes.
2 years ago.
New Jersey, Jairam
house. House of Jairam.
Oh, same person.
No, Jairam is not here. We have called him and he wanted to come also so much.
So he went there and
he may come tomorrow or in
the airport. Yes,
he was very happy to hear that you are here.
So you should tell him to come and see.
Tunga. Tunga.
Anyhow,
Jairam.
They left Mohammedan kingdom. But at that time, when they were doing service, at that time they used to call some big Vaishnavas from Navadvipa. And in their houses, there were flashes of Srimad Bhagavatam. And very renowned Vaishnavas used to come. Always they were engaged in. But king has no smell for this. And at last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and in one day, they were turned. And they decided to give up this job forever and to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At last, you know how they gave up all these things. Give up all these things. And Rupa Goswami met to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in prayer. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling in Vrindavan and quickly returning to Jagannath Puri. And Sanatana Goswami met him in Varanasi. And there, in Varanasi, there were more than 60,000 of Mayavadi sannyasis. And guru of them was?
Prakashananda.
Very influential. Very influential. And he wanted to have some discussion with new sannyasi. And he was called. And he said, where all were
washing
their feet.
And the old sannyasi, the guru of all, Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, came at once himself and took the arms of this new boy, sannyasi, and told that, why you are sitting here? You are in our group, sannyasi. I know that you are disciple of
Keshava Bharati.
But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not disciple of Keshava Bharati. He was Isharpuri, but he took sannyas order from. So, you should come here. You are a renounced person. Mahaprabhu came, but he very honorably wanted to know something, that why you are doing kirtan and dancing here and there, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling down in the earth, sometimes weeping. Why you are doing these nonsense things? Being a very great sannyasi, it should not be done. It is out of etiquette. Why you are doing it? You should know that you are Brahma. You should try to read and to learn Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta. Why you are doing this? He told that my guru has told, he ordered that you are not so intelligent. You are foolish. You are not qualified to read Vedanta Shastra. Simply you should utter part and tell it. And he gave me Gopal Mantra and Maha Mantra. And with very strong belief, I began to remember these mantras. Kling, Swaha. What Swaha? Gopijal, Pallava. I wondered that in a day or two I saw that mantra became in the shape of a very beautiful black boy. And he stood in front of me under the shade of any tree. Three-folded, smiling very sweet, looking crookedly, attacking and stalling my heart. I became mad. I wanted to embrace him, so I ran after him. But he was moving here and there crookedly. But at last I ran more, and I was to touch him. In the meantime, he left. Then I fell flat on the earth. I was weeping so much. So when I chant this mantra, at once I see that boy. And this boy, when I see that boy, I become happy, so laughing so much. And when he vanishes away, then I become so unhappy. And I weep. Sometimes he comes so nearer that I began to dance with him in his sweet voice of flow. I cannot control my mind and my heart and body and all senses. They all go out of my control. So I became very worried. Why these things are going to me? At once I went to my Gurudev and asked why these problems are coming. That when I chant this mantra, that very naughty boy comes and takes my heart and mind and dances me. And sometimes I dance and sometimes I don't know what I am doing. I have no control on my mind and heart. Please help me and tell what is this. Then my Gurudev becomes so happy, so happy. Oh, your life is successful now. This is the real fruit of any mantra. Be reminded. If you are not being like so, then there is some lacking in our chanting and remembering. We should try to reform it and to complete. When this will come, then it is okay. Mantra is not a word, but transcendental shape of Krishna. Adi, that is the mantra of Gaur Chandra, is the transcendental shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu mantra, Nityananda. Gayatri, the shape of Srimati Radhika with Krishna. Kama Gayatri like this. Gopal mantra, absolute, highest shape and manifestation of Krishna. So we should not think that Gurudev has given any word. Oh, you can come nearer and see.
Right.
So, if you are doing any mantra, and you should try to do it in regular way. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. Sometimes we don't regularize these things, and that is why we have no fruit. And then we become hopeless and give up all these things. So we should. When we are chanting, we should try to see that there should be five things there. Who is the deity of?
Dominating deity.
Dominating deity of this mantra. What is the relation with that that deity and
myself?
What is the relation? And then we should try to take prapatti that, oh deity, oh Krishna, or oh Mahaprabhu, I am yours. I want to offer myself in your lotus feet. I know that you are Supreme Personality. You can save me, you can nourish me, and you can support me. I am nothing. I am your servant. and then Saranagati. Six kinds of Saranagati. What is it? Anukulyasa sankalpa, pratukulyasa vivarjanam,
rakshasa
piti iti viswasam, guptitve varnam tatha, atta nikshepa karpanne, sarvabhye. The favorable thing for bhakti we can adopt. And other things we should reserve for them, which are not favorable. Anything, any society, anything in this world which is not favorable for our bhakti, we should at once reject that. And anything which is, any man, any society, anything which is favorable, we should adopt it very strongly. And then, rakshasa iti viswasa. We should have full faith that he can save us from any problem. Any problem. And we should varnam, guptitve.
These are total.
Very.
Navadipa.
What is? Guptitve varnam?
To select the Lord as one's guardian and protector.
And then, rakshastiti, vishvasu guptitve varnam tat, atanik shepa. Or fully surrender. No? These are the doors of bhakti, entrance gate, not bhakti. No? Before the bhakti entering in bhakti realm, we should try to follow very strongly. No? Here, goptitve varnam tatha, very important thing. All are important, but most important is, if you have firm belief, a strong belief that Krishna protects and saves me, then we should not be worried for anything, any problem. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he had nothing to do when Hiranyakashipu was making so much problems. Even he was giving poison, even he was giving on fire him, even throwing in sea, so many things, but he was never feared, because he has given him. And he knows that my Prabhu is so powerful, he will save me. No harm if he is not saving me. Why? One day I will have to die. So what harm if I am dying today? No harm. I will again take birth, in new shape, in new body, new energy. Why we should fear for this? So, there should be no problem. When a problem comes, I know what to do, here going, there going, so much problem. Oh, what to do? I should suicide, or what I should do? Oh, a devotee should not do like this. If he is doing, that he has no faith on Krishna, on God, on Gurudev, on Shastra, never. And his everything, efforts become fruitless. So, he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Gurudev told, and then I went to my Gurudev and asked, what is this matter? Then he said, oh, your life has been successful. Oh, I was telling about
four
five things. And fifth, Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan means totally. If you are known, you are remembering months, sometimes looking here, sometimes there, and all problems coming at that timing, at the remembering of mantra, and you are restless, or sleeping, then how a fruit of mantra will come? So we should not do like that. So chant and remember like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his associates are true Vaishnava. Like Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, and all others. And then we will see that very quickly you will realize these things. So when he told to that
Prakasananda,
a discussion was going on. And in discussion, though he was the teacher and guru of 60,000 of sannyasi, renowned order, he was defeated in no time. And he, with his all associates and disciples, he took the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sanatana Goswami was there. After that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his abode. And there was some dialogue with him. He asked, who am I? Why suffering? So much suffering. And how we can come over out of all these sufferings? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, we are all, by our constitutional form, we are servant of Krishna. But anyhow, we are covered with Maya. And now we are knowing that we are Americans, we are Indians, we are Pakistani, we are Francis, we are Dutch, we are Latin Americans, and here we are ladies, we are women, we are men, and we are tigers, we are animals, hog, pig, or anything. And all are satisfied. Even a pig and hog is satisfied. He don't want to die. This is due to Maya. But really we are all servant, eternal servant of Krishna. All the Vedas, all the Puran, Vedanta, all are telling like this. So we should have very firm belief, strong belief in these things. He established that Krishna is our sambandha. We have some relation with Krishna. We have not realized this fact that who is Krishna. But Gurudev is telling, Shastra is telling, all the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, all are telling. A man, when I was traveling with my Gurudev from Mathura to Calcutta, a railway magistrate came and he saw my Gurudev. And he was Arjasamaji, not believing on the
form of God.
He came and saw that he has tilak, he is Vaishnava. And he thought that all the Vaishnavas are foolish. They don't know any Shastra, logic or anything. And they don't read Vedanta. They only read a bogus book like Bhagavata. They believe like this. He came and sat near Gurudev. We get a seat. Then he began to ask questions and Gurudev began to answer him. He told that you are Vaishnava perhaps? He told you, yes, we are Vaishnava. You believe in God? Yes, we believe in God. Who is God? Krishna is Himself, Supreme Personality of God. Oh, I cannot believe a God. That Krishna was born. Gurudev told you, why? Because he took birth and he died. we don't accept him like he told that if I will see by my eyes that God, then I will accept and believe. If I am not realized by my senses, my eyes, my touching, all these things, I cannot believe in God. Gurudev told that you believe so much things that you have never seen and never realized. But you accept. You never or you accept. I am proving. Internally told that. Can you tell the name of your father? Oh, yes. He told that my father's name was Ramchandra or any name. He told, Gurudev asked him, have you seen and realized that he is your own father? Are you present at that time where your father and mother met together and you came in the home? Have you seen? Never, never. Then how is there any proof that you can tell that he is your own father? How you tell it? We have not seen, but yet you are telling that he is my father. I am telling that he is not your father. Then, can you prove? Oh, my mother told me. Your mother can tell lie. Then what will be? Then he was
silent.
Speechless. Speechless.
His mouth was stopped. And his head came. Our mother is Vedas, Upanishadas, Krishna words, all the words, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Puran, all are one, my mother. Our mother are, so that they cannot cheat anyone, they cannot tell lie, but your mother can tell lie, but our mother cannot tell lie. Upanishad. Why? Because they are themselves manifestation of God, they have come from the from reading or from telling from words of Krishna, and they are eternal. Thus he became satisfied and did pranam. So we should have very faith. Those we don't realize this all these facts, but Guru has told that all the months are Krishna himself, or Mahaprabhu, or Srimati Radhika. And we should do according. So here, Krishna is our sambandha. Govinda is our
Abhidheya.
Abhidheya. And Gopinath is our
Prayojana.
There are three things. In this world, there are three things are compulsory for anyone. Sambandha, Abhidheya, what is our object of the life and goal of the life? It must be fixed first. And how to attain that goal is called avidheya, that is process. And by adopting true method, with true sense, in regular way, what you obtain, that is called. The Krishna is sambandha and process is real bhakti, devotion and love for Krishna. And our object is what is? To love Krishna. The love and affection for Krishna in Hanuman. The love and affection for Krishna, for Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Sakhas, friends, Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal and all. And the love and affection in the heart of Nanda Yashoda. This is called Varsalya Bhav. And the love and affection in the hearts of gopis for Krishna, by which Krishna is controlled, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes he becomes son, sometimes he becomes
friend,
sometimes beloved, playing with him. To whom the Mayavadi, they think he is shapeless, qualityless, he is nirgun, he is niraka, nirvishesh,
niranjan,
all these things. What is the meaning of these words?
Nirgun means that he has no qualities, or at least this is how they interpret it. Nirakara means without any shape or form. Niranjan?
No upadhi, like this.
Attributes.
Anything. But Krishna is not our object. He is only sambandha. If there is no love and affection for Krishna, then Jarasandha, Kamsa and all others, Shishupal, they met with Krishna, they saw Krishna, but there was no love. So they were in against party, like they think Krishna like their enemy. Though the Krishna is loving for all, he is sweet for all. He is Supreme God for all. He, without any causeless mercy, he has. He supports mercies to all. But yet they think that he is like enemy. And they wanted to kill Krishna. But they cannot. Good luck. So, Krishna Prem in gopis, among gopis, in Chandravali and
Radhika,
among to
Srimati
Radhika. This prem and love and affection is highest, supreme. And that is called Mahabhava. More than Mahabhava. Rud, Adirud, then Madan, Modan, Madan. So this is the highest love and affection in Srimati. Our goal should be not so high, only to be the servant, maid servant of Radhika, or conjugal. All this is okay. Not more than this. We cannot have all the qualities of Radhika, love and affection of Radhika for Krishna. Only we can serve Radhika or Krishna, conjugal. So this is the highest thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things to Sanatana Goswami. And here he is glorifying Krishna, that anyone anya kami jadi kare Krishna bhajan na mangilo ho Krishna tare den swacharan. What is the meaning?
Thirty-seven, eight, nine.
More loudly. Who will read?
If those who desire material enjoyment are merging into the existence of the Absolute Truth, engage in the Lord's transcendental loving service, they will immediately attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, although they did not ask for it. Krishna is therefore very merciful.
Krishna kahe amar bhaje mange bisheshu amrit chhari bish mange ei bada murkha.
Krishna says, if one engages in my transcendental loving service, but at the same time wants the opulence of material enjoyment, he is very, very foolish. Indeed, he is just like a person who gives up ambrosia to drink poison.
Next. Ami bhigya ye murkha vishaya kano deva, swacharnamritya vishaya bhulaiva.
Since I am very intelligent, why should I give this fool material prosperity? instead, I shall induce him to take the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget illusory material enjoyment.
You can tell in brief what you get. There is some?
Those who are interested in material enjoyment are known as bhukti. One who is
all are hearing?
Yes.
Try to hear carefully.
One who is interested in merging into the effulgence of Brahman or perfecting the mystic yoga system is not a devotee at all.
A what?
Not a devotee.
Who?
Someone who is interested in merging into Brahman impersonal.
Yeah?
Those who are desiring to attain Sayujya Mukti.
And other?
Mystic
power. Mystic power. Yoga. They are?
Not devotees.
Hmm.
Devotees do not have such desires. However, if a karmi, jnani, or yogi somehow contacts a devotee and renders devotional service, Krishna immediately awards him love of God and gives him shelter at his lotus feet, although he may have no idea how to develop love of Krishna. If a person wants material profit from devotional service, Krishna condemns such materialistic desires. To desire material opulence while engaging in devotional service is foolish. Although the person may be foolish, Krishna, being all intelligent, engages him in his devotional service in such a way that he gradually forgets material opulence. The point is that we should not try to exchange loving service for material prosperity. If we are actually surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, our only desire should be to satisfy Krishna. That is pure Krishna consciousness. Surrender does not mean that we demand something from the Lord, but that we completely depend on His mercy.
You know, there was a boy of 5 years old. But by Sadhu Sangha association of pure Vaishnavas, he was given some mantra and went in the dense forest and did aradhana in regular way and became Narada, you know, that was Narada. There was a boy of 5 years named Dhruva. And he came in the association of that very Narada. This boy was so much offended by the words of his father. His father and stepmother both. His father denied that I will take you in my
love.
Due to the fear of stepmother, she told that you should go and you should die. You can come and see if there are so much space. You can come. You can come also. There is so much place here. You can come inside. Just come here. Make a seat. You should come. You should come. Forward. There is so much seat. You
can
come.
Come here.
Very good. His stepmother told that you should go to and die. And next you should come in my home. And then we will be qualified to sit in the lap of your this father. And you will then be king of whole empire. Otherwise not. these words affected that boy, and they went straight in his heart. And he became so angry. And he went to his mother and told, and he began to weep. His mother told, you should go and try to do aradhana.
Worship.
Your brother or elder brother is Srihari or Madhusudan. You should at once go and practice. And at once in the midnight he left his home and went to Mathura on this bank of Jamuna river. And there Narad was there, told by Krishna, ordered by Krishna that go and help this boy. He tried so much that you should go, return to your home, otherwise tigers and bears and lions will eat you. But he never accepted. Then he told a mantra. And he told that you should go and patiently you should be one-ended and try to remember this mantra. He did so. And he saw in his trance Narayan. But he has some wishes. What? I want to have a kingdom, my father's kingdom. So Krishna gave him darshan, Narayan gave him darshan. And he told that, I'm benedicting you, giving benediction to you, that you should be king for 36,000 years of whole world. Not only your father's kingdom, of whole. And at once, but vanished. Then he was weeping that I have a Chintamani. And I only wanted from him, only some gather some broken glasses pieces. I have not gained anything else. I have gained only this and began to be. But what became after that? After 36 years, 1,000 years, he was an emperor of the whole world. But Krishna is so merciful, he gave him a kingdom for 36,000 years, and after that he made him his own servant and gave eternal place. Though it is in world atmosphere, but it is a Siddhaloka. He crossed the birth and chain of birth and death and all the sufferings. So Krishna is so merciful. You know that Putana, a very dangerous demon, she wanted to kill Krishna, and he took a shape of Mother Valli. Very beautiful became. She was so ugly, but she became so beautiful lady, like a mother. And he posed that I am mother. And at once took Krishna in her lap. Oh son. Oh, she is not your mother, Yashoda. I am your real mother. Why Yashoda has kept you out of her heart, not in her? I want to keep you in my heart. And as a mother he gave his in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna was closing his eyes. How I can kill her? So I should give him something very special. And what he gave? He took his outer body like a demon and changed and very beautiful shape of Atma soul came out and made her like a mother and sent at once in Golok Vrindavan. Aho bakiyam tanakalakutam ihansayapi sarpadasarani lebe gatin takantuchitam tato anyam kumbha dayalum saranam rajeva.